It seems obscene that we were keen on Adam Shaheen and Ladarius Green. Let's travel back in time and unravel the schemes. Checking out our teams, this is Pod Redream. JT103, maybe you would see me. Trading back in Superflex to snag a QB. Got hindsight now to unravel the past. Back to the future because the value moves fast. You could go back to 2015. Tell yourself that Mariota's not at all what he seems. Or maybe a couple years ago that Josh Allen punchline really can throw. In the here and now we'll make the world alright. Help you in the future with the past insight. In the time machine from here you'll see everything it takes to build a dynasty. T to the I to the M to the E M A to the C H I N E. T to the I to the M to the E M A to the C H I N E.
They're up to 88 miles per hour, and they're ready to go back in time to look at trades so you don't have to. Here are the hosts of the Dynasty Time Machine, Bob Gilchrist and John Bosch.
Welcome in to the Dynasty Time Machine. I'm Bob Gilchrist. With me, as always, John Bosch. How you doing, John?
I am doing all right, Bob. Interesting week 9. It's over. So
we survived.
I looked at a lot of my teams, and like a lot of my good teams didn't do well. And then I had crappy teams where I was like hoping to lose. And I'm like, why the hell did I win this week? Like, what's the point? I don't want to be the Jags that beat the Bills. Like, that doesn't help me. I understand getting a better draft pick. Come on, Jags. What are you doing? What a week. Weird.
It definitely was. And what's this rookie league that you're putting together?
Oh, well, it's already been put together.
It's already been put together.
It's just a Fantasy Cares Eliminator. Just a mid-season one. Because with rookies, you can't do a whole lot. So there's only going to be 72 players drafted in it, but it's been fun to watch just the draft. And I've tweeted it out, I think. So if anybody's looking for it, you can go look at my scroll my timeline. You'll find it on there. But it's been interesting to see how people have been drafting rookies for the next, you know, what, eight weeks, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a fun little value check on how some of the rookies are performing in their rookie year.
You got to think the quarterbacks are going quick.
They actually did not go quick.
Really?
But you don't have to play a quarterback in the Eliminator. It's
true.
It's zero, so it could be, you know, you don't have to.
All right, well, I don't have any quarterbacks on the show for you today.
That's a shame.
But I do have a running back. This 26-year-old running back was traded on October 20th for Mike Davis and Devontae Adams.
So 26-year-old running back. Mike Davis, I don't really care about all that much. Whatever. Didn't care about him so much even in October. Devontae Adams, though. Devontae Adams, of course I care about. Let's see here. 26-year-old running back. Who could your 26-year-old running back be? Trying to think who we've done. God, I can't even remember that. Well, 26 feels like Alvin Kamara age.
And we've done a lot of players. I mean, we have been going every week, John.
We have been. So that's why I can't remember. That's what it is. I'm going to put myself in the mindset of this is Alvin Kamara, which, like, that would kind of make sense value-wise, Alvin Kamara and Devontae Adams, both near the top of their position and, you know, both with, let's say, 2 to 3 years, like, of maybe prime performance of Adams and maybe one or two of Kamara. Maybe we get a third. So I'm gonna say it's Kamara in my head. I'm going to take Adams because he's the receiver. But, I mean, honestly, that's the kind of trade that makes perfect sense. One for one, no matter which way you're going. You know, maybe somebody needed a running back, somebody needed a receiver. You mm-hmm. find the per team that doesn't need it, that's got a surplus of wide receivers, and you make the trade. So That's pretty much how I look at that one.
Okay. So on October 28th, this running back was traded for Deontay Johnson and a 2022 first. And he was also traded for Elijah Mitchell and a 2022 first. So they're two different
separate trades.
Two trades.
Okay.
But they were similar on the same day. I figure I'd put them together.
Yeah. Okay. Makes me think it's not Alvin Kamara anymore. 26. 26. Zeke? Didn't we do Zeke last week? Did we talk about Zeke? Or was it Chubb?
You might have done that on Wall Street.
Maybe. Now I'm thinking
you're doing too many podcasts. You can't put them all together.
Now I'm thinking it's Zeke or Chubb. In which case, I'm probably taking the additional first and compares, you know, like Elijah Mitchell, that's he's fine rest of the season, I think. He's going to be less than Zeke and Chubb, but I'll take the additional first.
I mean, it's got to be a late first, right?
I'm gonna stick with the 26-year-old running back, actually. If it's Zeke or Chubb, I want either of them over these offers. I don't think they're bad offers. And I can see the point of them. Like, it almost got me to choose them. But I'll stick with the 26-year-old running back here.
All right. On November 2nd, this running back was traded along with Lamar Jackson and Zach Ertz for Matthew Stafford, Kareem Hunt, Terrence
Marshall. Wait, say that again. It was the running back, Lamar Jackson, Ertz?
Ertz.
Okay.
For Stafford, Kareem Hunt, Terrence Marshall, Michael Thomas, and a 2022 second round pick.
I want Lamar Jackson over Stafford. I probably want the 26-year-old running back over Hunt. The other pieces are... I'm going to stick with the 26-year-old running back and the Lamar Jackson side. The other pieces are, you know, like Michael Thomas, sure, maybe he returns the value. He's kind of really nothing at this point. Maybe he's a second rounder. You get another second rounder. Plus Terrace Marshall, like... Maybe right now at a peak could be a second round pick if you got lucky and somebody gave you that. So this feels like just kind of a lot added on to try to make up the difference between the 26-year-old running back and Lamar Jackson and Hunt and Stafford. So I'm going to take the Lamar Jackson and 26-year-old running back side.
Yeah, it's a lot of quarters to get to the dollars, right?
Yeah, that feels like what this one is.
Okay, on November 4th, this running back, along with Alvin Kamara, was traded for Jonathan Taylor and T. Higgins.
Oh, geez. This is Jonathan Taylor, T. Higgins, easy. I mean, if it is Zeke or Chubb, I would give both of those up to get Jonathan Taylor and Higgins, along with Alvin Kamara. I mean, like, that's a big trade. Those are some big pieces. But, I mean, Jonathan Taylor is, you know, kind of my running back one by default.
Yes.
I don't want any running back, so I don't have a running back one. But, I mean, he is the best dynasty running back right now. That's pretty obvious at this point. And Higgins as well.
Okay. On November 5th. This running back, along with Ryan Tannehill and Chase Claypool, were traded for Justin Jefferson and Dak Prescott.
Okay. I'm going to take the Dak Prescott, Justin Jefferson side. I've got both of those guys far enough above the guys on the other side. You know, Dak versus Tannehill and Jefferson versus Claypool. I do like Claypool. Tannehill, I'm not like super fond of. He's okay. Fine.
Yeah,
like he's a quarterback
to that age. He's getting to that age. He's going to be on our teams.
Like, I mean, I've got him on teams already. But I mean, like, he's not like a thrilling, you know, he's not anywhere close to Dak for me. So that's a really significant difference. Pretty big difference between the receivers too, but less than the quarterbacks for me. And even I would probably give up Zeke in addition, or Chubb in addition to those two guys, to get to Justin Jefferson and Dak. This is so hard because in season, like, that's a big give up because you're giving up a starter, yes. Which just, I mean, that's a, maybe you're out of it, which is fine. Then it doesn't hurt you at all. But if you're still in it, that value just changes so much because you're losing a starter here, unless you weren't starting Claypool or something, which maybe you weren't. And if you're not, then you're not giving up a starter, assuming that you can put Jefferson in as a flex where, you know, the running back was playing. Then you're improving your starting lineup. So that's a fun trade. I'm going to take the Jefferson and Dak side.
All right. I have one more, but do you have any guesses?
It's not. I haven't gotten it right.
No.
Damn it.
not yet. I don't believe so. We can play back the tape.
Probably not. I've only mentioned three names.
Yeah, then I don't.
Ooh, could be Eckler. Is Eckler around 26?
He is 26, but it's not him.
Not him either. God, like that feels like the right value. No, I'm out of guesses.
All right. Now this is an offer that I sent to our friend Izzy, and it was declined. This running back, along with Christian McCaffrey, Antonio Brown, and Rondell Moore, was attempted to be traded for Derrick Henry, Javonte Williams, and Nick Chubb.
So it's not Nick Chubb, which, well, you already told me it wasn't.
Nope.
Well, now you just got to tell me who it is.
Dalvin Cook.
Okay.
Is that, I mean, you were right around it. You didn't mention him.
And no, I didn't.
I'm wondering if it's, people think Dalvin Cook is younger. That's what I thought.
I did.
Yep.
I definitely thought he was younger than 26.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I probably want the Dalvin Cook side of this, actually.
That's what I had sent.
You offered the Dalvin Cook side?
I offered that side.
So you were trying to add Javonte Williams for next year, Derrick Henry and Chubb. I mean, Derrick Henry's injured now, so like, that's a loss. Now, granted,
he comes back. Sounds like value
he also gross. Has Javonte and Chubb, so it's not correct. Like, it's not like he's desperate for a running back. But I mean, I like Rondell Moore a fair amount, so maybe I'm just higher on him. AB's, you know, whatever, he's productive right now, and I'm happy with that, and I think he's going to remain productive.
Great for a contender.
As long as he's healthy and playing with Tom Brady. So, yeah, for a contender, we've already talked about how I kind of want him on my teams. Yeah, I would have wanted the Dalvin side. Okay, I don't think it's an unfair trade offer either.
Oh, right? No.
I mean, it's pretty fair.
It definitely is. So let's go back to you, Jonathan Taylor. You still on Jonathan Taylor there? When it's Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara.
Man, that's expensive. That's really expensive.
And the trade is really close on the trade calculator as well.
Yeah, and it really should be. I mean, I just have higher expectations for Higgins than I think most people do at this point. I still don't understand why people are capping him just because he's got another elite receiver. So I'll never agree with anybody that values Higgins so much less than I do. So it's probably still the Jonathan Taylor and Higgins side. I mean, I'm giving up two starters from my lineup, but I'm getting two starters from my lineup. So, and one of them is Jonathan Taylor.
I mean, just trying to move Dalvin and Kamara in any league right now. Most people are catching on that running backs don't last. So trying to move them is difficult unless they're the top seed and they lost Derrick Henry.
I do like that I stuck with the Dalvin and Lamar Jackson side. Like, I feel good there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I stuck with the Dalvin side over the firsts that got traded at the same time.
Yep.
Davante Adams, like, that could still go either way at any point for him.
Coin flip.
So. Yeah, it's a coin flip. The Tannehill, Claypool, I stayed with the Justin Jefferson, Dak side.
I like that.
Oh, it's closer. It's definitely closer for me now. Mm-hmm. I think I still want the Justin Jefferson, Dak side, but I can see either side of it. That's really close. These are some really close trades.
Well, I sorted through them quite a bit, and there has been a lot more trades recently. With all the injuries, people are making some moves.
And so, this is when trades pick up. I mean, we've got, three or four more weeks where some leagues allow you to trade. Get rid of trade deadlines if that's your case. But so people start to make moves now. Because now you're really starting to see who's in the playoffs, who's looking towards the future.
And these are all these are all players that are on the most traded list on the Dynasty Trade Calculator. I got two running backs today, and I know how much John loves running backs. So we will move on to the next running back.
Awesome.
This 23-year-old running back was traded on October 6th for Jalen Waddle.
Okay, I like Waddle. I'm going to assume that we're looking at one of the injured running backs here because it's time to start thinking about them. If it's Dobbins, I'm going to want Dobbins. If it's Akers, I'm definitely going to want Waddle. If it's ETN, probably going to want ETN.
That was something I was thinking about watching the Pittsburgh game, is the idea of splitting drafting Najee and ETN was not so great at the time.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's what I did. And I still feel okay with it, because if I'd have gone all ETN, I would have been...
That's true. would have been nice to go all Najee.
Yeah, it would have been nice to go all Najee. That's true. But I ended up getting more ETN because I liked him more. So I'm glad I didn't do a 100%. I think it was probably a 75-25 split, unfortunately. Not in my favor. That's okay. That's okay. We've got two more years left of his career, so if it's Akers, I'm gonna be so mad. But I'm gonna stick with the running back for now. Oh, it could be like Javonte Williams too. Well, he's probably younger. He's a rookie, so he's probably younger.
On October 20th, this running back was traded for J.K. Dobbins.
Okay,
no, take him off your list.
It's not Dobbins. I mean, like, why? Why? So now the running back has to be healthy, I'm thinking. Is James Robinson 23, Bob? I don't know his
age. I think he is, actually. I think he is. Oh, God. And it's not him. We did him a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
As much as I wanted to, I'm not going to do another him again.
23. I gotta believe this is healthy running back versus hurt running back, and I like Dobbins so much more than just about everybody. But if I would give up Dobbins for a healthy 23-year-old running back if I'm competing, pretty easily. I'm just trying to think of who the 23-year-old running back might be. Because it doesn't make sense. Like, why would you swap ETN or Akers for Dobbins? Like, injured for injured makes no sense at all.
That's a good point.
Is Javonte Williams? Is it Javonte Williams?
No.
No? Okay. I mean, it's not Najee Harris, because Najee Harris is worth way, way more.
Even on October 20th, yes.
Who in the world?
Well, let's go to the next trade. October 28th.
All right.
This running back was traded for CEH and Elijah Moore.
I was just starting to think, I wonder if it's CEH, but that's still, I'd want Dobbins.
And CEH is only 22.
Okay. Oh, I'm really puzzled at who this could be. So there's people just screaming this name at me like, you idiot, how do you not know who this is already? Could be Jacobs, maybe. Is he 23? Could be Josh Jacobs. I'm going to take the 23-year-old running back.
Okay.
I think Elijah Moore and Edwards-Helaire are, like, both seconds. Elijah Moore might be slightly more than a second, not quite a first still. And this 23-year-old running back, I'm thinking maybe is a first. So, like, I would rather have a first than 2 seconds and a third, something like that. So okay. That's how I'm piecing out that little.
I mean, on October 28th, he was pretty irrelevant, had not done much yet.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. October 28th,
you're thinking of his last game where he put up a couple touchdowns. Yes.
That probably bumped him up to slightly more than a second.
So on the same day, this running back, along with Stephon Diggs, was traded for Ja'Marr Chase and Kenneth Gainwell.
The Jacobs is fitting. Like, he's fitting value-wise here because you're going up a little bit from Gainwell. I want the Chase Gainwell side. yes, I'm a total sap for Ja'Marr Chase.
If you can get him, get him.
Yeah. And Gainwell to Jacobs, you know, that's I'm fine giving that up. I think Gainwell has shown shown well in a few games, kind of disappeared in some. That's okay. He's a rookie in an offense that seems uncertain, I think is a way to describe Philadelphia's offense right now.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he can have a role in the future. So even if it's just the pass catching back, I'm good with that. So I'm going to take the Chase side.
Okay.
Over the Jacobs and Diggs side.
You can keep saying Jacobs all you want. Well, let's move on to trades that happened in the past week.
Annoying.
This running back, along with T. Higgins, was traded for J.K. Dobbins and Austin Eckler.
Huh, okay, so this is a compete, non-compete one. I mean, if you can spare Dobbins, like, if you're competing, I would rather have the Higgins Jacobs side. If I'm not competing, I want the Dobbins Eckler side, I think, by a little. But just I'll take the Higgins side, because in any tiebreak situation, side with the wide receiver.
Okay. And I got one more for you. This running back, along with Laviska Shenault and Hunter Henry, were traded for Saquon Barkley.
I'm going to take Saquon. God, I really want Saquon to come back.
Be you healthy, just don't like be, running backs. Be productive. Let's just be honest.
I don't. I really don't. But, I mean, Hunter Henry doesn't feel like he's anything, you know, great. Visca, I really liked him in the offseason, but his value has kind of tanked quite a bit. I regret not taking a first for him in some places where I was offered a first for him. Late first. I mean, not like good first, but late
LaVisca,
first.
LaVisca for Waddle.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's kind of it. I would rather have Waddle. And, like, that's the area I was probably looking at. So kind of regret that. So that's probably got me sour on Visca a little bit more. And Saquon's just a lot more valuable than Josh Jacobs. So,
well, it's not Josh Jacobs.
Of course not. Who is it?
Antonio Gibson.
Oh, I completely forgot about him. Oh my God.
So has the Washington Football Club.
Apparently. So I will take the Waddle side. I mean, the Dobbins, I'll take Dobbins side easily, unless I'm competing. Then I don't want the injured running back. I want the healthy running back. That's pretty easy. I think I took Antonio Gibson over CEH and Elijah Moore, right? So I feel okay with that. It could probably go either way and maybe side with the wide receiver if you need a tie break. I feel okay taking Antonio Gibson there. Gibson and Diggs versus Chase and Gainwell. Yeah, I want the Chase and Gainwell side still. Mm-hmm. Gibson and Higgins versus Dobbins and Eckler. I think that's a pretty, like, that was one where I said if I was competing, I want the active players versus the injured one, and I still feel that way. So, Gibson, Viska, and Hunter Henry. I don't think the value difference is that big of a difference for me for Saquon and Gibson. And I can get a couple of extra, like, bonus pieces. Not that I think they're great pieces, but they're...
I mean, the value...
I still want Saquon. I'll still take Saquon.
On the trade calculator, the value of Gibson and LaVisca equals Barkley. And Hunter Henry was over the top on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's still... My calculator in my head weighs the best piece probably a little bit more.
Yes.
And Saquon's the best out of that deal, so I tend to side there and figure I can find the Hunter Henry valued pieces elsewhere for way cheaper. So
absolutely. I mean, those are trades that I wanted to bring up, with everyone trying to make a move and needing to add a running back because of all the injuries, I thought we could review some of the most traded running backs.
Yeah.
And we're going to do another segment of recent trades, and we're actually going to do Calvin Ridley again. He has been a big topic of discussion, whether on Twitter, in group chats, and he has been moving. John and I were talking about it yesterday. I pulled up the trades last night, and there were, I think, 30 trades in the last week.
Oh my gosh.
I picked out a few, and I thought we could go over a few for anyone that's trying to get out of Calvin Ridley or if you're trying to acquire him for next year. So we'll start off. We've got – and these are all within the last 7 days. We've got Austin Eckler for Calvin Ridley and a 2022 second.
Say that one more time. You said Eckler in a second?
No, Austin Eckler for Calvin Ridley and a 2022 second.
Oh, okay. So paying up from Ridley
to get Eckler.
If I'm competing, I want the running back. Mm-hmm. And I would pay that. Unfortunately, I would pay that price. Ridley's a big loss to get him taken out of your lineup. I mean, and if you were competing, he hasn't been having a great year, so he might not have been the pivotal piece. But when you're looking at a nine-man starting lineup, if you can replace Ridley with Eckler in that starting lineup right now, I'm willing to give up a second. I throw seconds away on a lot worse things. That's fine by me. I'll take Eckler.
Okay. Michael Pittman, Calvin Ridley, and a 2022 third for Davante Adams and Nyheim Hines. I mean, I think I'm going for Adams with that one.
Man, I like Pittman and Ridley so much. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm taking Adams as well. Oh,
I mean,
that's something 2 weeks ago that would have been four weeks, whenever, he missed the first game that was in London.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been a smash to the Pittman Ridley side for me. That's the exact move that I want to do with Davante Adams is tier down from Adams to another wide receiver that's just a little bit less value and add another piece like Pittman on top of it. Like, that's huge. That deal would have been great. Now I'll take the Adams side.
All right. We got Ridley for Chase Edmonds and Cortland Sutton.
I would take Sutton over him one for one, yeah. So this is the Sutton side for me.
You're higher on Sutton than most people.
Apparently. Yeah, I guess so. Hey, look what's going to happen next year when, let's just say, Aaron Rodgers decides to go to Denver. If Devontae Adams doesn't follow him to Denver, Judy and Sutton are both going to elevate. And if Adams isn't playing with Aaron Rodgers, I don't, his value is going to be, it's going to decrease. But we're talking, you know, Ridley versus Sutton. I'm gonna take Sutton.
Okay. Stephon Diggs for Michael Carter, Calvin Ridley, and a pair of 2022 thirds.
I mean, Michael Carter's basically worth a first at this point.
Yeah, he's been playing well.
I would give a first on top of Ridley to get the Diggs. So mm-hmm. I'm going to take the Diggs side.
Okay. Ridley for Mike Evans.
Oof. That is... That's just about right. That is probably where Ridley is valued at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I would take Evans. Look, my general thought on Ridley, and I shared this on Dynasty Wall Street, so you can go listen to more of it over there, but is I don't know what his future holds. I mean, the right solution for him might be to never play in the NFL again. Like that's within the range of outcomes. There's a lot of reasons that he probably comes back to playing next year. Hopefully he gets right. I mean, first and foremost, like that's what we care about the most is like, I don't really care that he's hurting my fantasy teams by not playing. I don't, whatever. I don't really care about that. I do hope that he gets better. And if getting better means never playing again, then that's fine. I don't have a problem with that, but we do have to adjust our teams for it and adjust our values for it. And to me, that's a possibility. I mean, he took a week off, came back and played, and then now he's taking a longer time off. So, you know, time away hopefully improves the situation. But if the situation is being caused by playing in the NFL, I mean, then the best solution is to not do that. So I think there's a chance that it happens. I don't know how likely it's, you know, impossible to put any kind of a percentage on that or anything like that. But it's something that you have to think about. And there will, exactly what I said on Wall Street is he's never going to have that tag removed completely. There will always be some aspect of will he walk away from the game unexpectedly without any warning. Right now we have a warning. I mean, this is a warning.
Right.
If he comes back, like people are going to keep that in the back of their head. And so he's always going to have a little bit of a value. Like that's always going to hurt his value. He's never going to rise back up to where he was 3 or 4 weeks ago. That's just, he's not going to get there. This is always going to be a risk. So I'm probably going to take Evans, you know, Evans is going to keep playing with Tom Brady and they look pretty good. He seems to like throwing to Evans. He likes throwing to AB also. He likes throwing to Godwin. Brady spreads it around. There's plenty.
He always has.
Yeah, there's plenty of scoring to go around. So I'm going to take Evans. That's disheartening. Yeah. I like Ridley a lot. I really hope he comes back.
My take on it is, you know, if I'm rebuilding, I have no problem giving up something that's contending right now. Somebody that can help a contender right now to add Ridley to my team as long as I'm not overpaying. He's a good stash to just have.
And yeah, I agree. I haven't gone to acquire him in any leagues yet because I don't think we're getting to the bottom yet. Yeah. I think with every week that goes by, right now, Evans versus Ridley seems pretty even to me. If you ask me that in 2 or 3 weeks, and we haven't heard one word about how Ridley's doing, we haven't seen another statement from him saying that, you know, he's feeling better and his head's getting in a better space and he hopes to return this season. If we don't see anything like that, I think we're going to keep dropping down. And right. If he doesn't return at all this season, we've got a really long time before we find out anything.
Exactly.
And I mean, even if this season ends and he makes a statement saying, I plan to return in 2022, you know, like, how much are you going to put into that? And what's going to happen even when he does return? Training camp opens. Like, there's going to be some nervousness. Like, yeah. Is this going to stick? Or is this going to, you know, cause him to cause a realization of, look, this just isn't for him, and he doesn't, this is not the right place for him to be, and he steps away again. So that's a long time to wait if he doesn't come back this year and play a few weeks, you know, with some consistency and doesn't have any kind of experiences. And he might not even share it. He doesn't have to. He definitely shouldn't have to. But if he does, there's just, it's a really tenuous situation. I think it's more tenuous, I think, than a lot of people, but I think we all kind of thought he was going to take a week or two off initially. Like I think that's how a lot of people treated it at first. And then it kind of started being, well, he's going to be out for this year. He'll be back next year. I don't know why people are we have nothing to base that on. That's hope. We all hope he's back next year. We don't know. We have no idea. Nobody is on the inside of what is, you know, ailing him right now. Nobody can know. So unknowns concern me for those that haven't listened ever.
Exactly. I mean, if you're trying to sell him, you got to sell him now. If you're going to buy him, you can wait and maybe get him for less. But, you know, that there's the reason he is on the move right now is because this is his still at his peak of value for the rest of the season, I think.
I agree. I don't see it good that it raises unless he returns and probably plays well, which is going to be tough after a few weeks off. Let's say he takes a month off. Maybe he comes back in week, whatever, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. So he plays, let's say he plays the last 5 weeks of the season, but he had taken 6 weeks off. Like that's, even when he returns, there's going to be a, you know, getting back up to speed. I'm sure he will stay in peak physical condition. But again, we're not talking about a physical injury here. We're talking about a mental injury. And football seems to weigh in on that. So returning to it isn't going to be something that couldn't aggravate the injury. If it's hard to treat it like an injury because we've never done that before, but that's truly how we kind of have to treat this.
Exactly. So there was one Kyle Pitts trade.
Oh, yay.
But it's a slam. It's a slam dunk.
A little more upbeat.
It's a slam dunk that you're not going to take the opposite side. It was Mac Jones and Kyle Pitts for Najee Harris.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would take Pitts straight up over Najee Harris. So I don't care if it's super flex or not. You're throwing in a rookie quarterback as a bonus and a rookie quarterback that's been okay.
Yeah, it is a super flex league.
Oh, wow. And Mac Jones is a perfectly okay quarterback, too, in super flex. So, yeah, you are correct. That is a slam dunk for me. And look, I know people are high on Najee Harris. I'm sorry, I am not taking any running back over Kyle Pitts. Now, granted, Kyle Pitts has had two terrible weeks.
Yeah, isn't his value dropping?
His season's over basically at this point. I mean, he's still on pace for like ridiculous numbers, even after two kind of bad weeks. So, yeah, still Kyle Pitts for me. That's a pretty easy one, Bob. Exactly. I like getting the end on that. That's much better ending.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us. And do you have anything going out, John?
I don't. All right. Go make trades, people. It's trade season. It's always trade season. But now is the time where leagues start to get really, really active. Get involved. Don't be the person that says, well, I would have made a better trade than that. Well, you didn't. So, you know, send your offers. Find out who wants offers. Respond to offers.
And go ahead and send us your offers. We're happy to give you our opinion.
We were keen on Adam Shaheen and LaDarius
Green. And with that, we will see you next time.
Checking out our teams on the Dynasty Time Machine. T103, maybe you would see me trading back in Superflex to snag a QB. Got hindsight now to unravel the past. Back to the future because the value moves fast. You could go back to 2015, tell yourself that Mariota's not at all what he seems. Or maybe a couple years ago that Josh Allen punchline really can throw. In the here and now, we'll make the world all right. Help you in the future with the past insight. In the time machine, from here you'll see everything it takes to build a dynasty. T to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A to the C, H, I, N, E. T to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A to the C, H, I, N, E.
They're up to 88 miles per hour, and they're ready to go back in time to look at trades so you don't have to. Here are the hosts of the Dynasty Time Machine, Bob Gilchrist and John Bosch.